We are live. Good morning. It is the morning disaster. We start the show with Nikki's complaint. I always, before we get the show going, I always play like a song or two, you know, to get us going. And Nikki was complaining the songs I picked sounded too much like Jesus songs.
I know, it was Striper or what?
It wasn't Striper. It was The Offspring. There's nothing about The Offspring.
Did that sound like The Offspring?
It was The Offspring. It wasn't a Jesus song. I mean, there's certainly nothing wrong with Jesus songs, but I'm saying it was not any kind of religious song. Well, you are something else. Jesus song. Oh, my God. You crack me up. How you doing today, Nikki?
Passive aggressive.
Why are you? Oh, you're passive aggressive. Why are you passive aggressive?
Nah.
Nah. Something's got you angry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's in a mood, everyone. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It's going to be a full moon tomorrow, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is that? Why has that got you upset?
That always makes me crazy. Huh. Crazy things happen in my life on a full moon.
Oh, here we go.
No time to go to a party.
Mm-mm.
Should get a little craziness going on.
I'm done with that.
When is you finished with that again?
Yeah.
Congratulations. When is the weekend? What's today?
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. Thank you. I forget what day it is. I had a dream. You wanna know the craziest dream? Is because let me start it with this. I believe that I am afraid that I'm losing my mind. Okay.
Put some chains on it.
Yeah, no, I do believe. I believe that I'm going, there's something going on with me. Because I had this dream. All right, you interpret this if you can. Interpret the dream. So I'm doing a radio show. All right? Like, I'm doing a professional radio show in a studio. It seems to be, like, I don't even know what city it's in, but I seem to be doing a show in decent-sized city, you know. And as I'm doing this show, there's a guy, all right, who I think is Sean, okay? And then there's this old woman, all right? There's an old woman who is sitting in one of the co-host chairs, okay? And this is so crazy. You think I'm nuts. And so as I'm doing the show, I look to the old woman who is obviously part of the show. But I say to myself, I go, oh, God, what's her name? What is her name? I can't remember the name of one of the co-hosts on my show. And I go, that's right. I'm trying to, and I don't know the woman's name.
Right.
And I'm getting angry at myself, and I'm going, and I'm saying, you know, while she's talking, I'm like, God, how did you forget her name? What's wrong with you? You forgot your co-host's name? And I'm trying to think in my head, and I'm arguing with myself, and I'm like, I think her name's Dot. Her name is Dot. That's right, Dot. And so I call the woman Dot for some, because I'm like, I know that's the name. It's crazy. Of course that's her name. I've always called her Dot. And I call her Dot, and the woman looks at me and goes, who the hell is Dot? And then I woke up. It's the dumbest dream ever, right?
It's weird.
It's just a bizarre dream. But that's the dream I had. So here's my, I'm telling you. I think I'm going crazy. And this is my mind's way of telling me, you know, I think, you know, it's my brain's way of telling me while I'm sleeping, Like, let me down easy.
Yeah.
Saying, yeah, you're going...
Yeah, mad cow.
Yeah, you're going insane. You're losing, or you're not even going insane. You're losing, you're going to lose that part of your brain where you remember things. And I do forget things a lot. I think this is my way of dealing with it, you know. I do forget things, like, I forget people's names. Not people that I know, but like people that I've met, like, once or twice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember their names.
I have people that I knew for years, and I forget their names now.
Yeah, I don't have that, but I'm saying that people that I don't really know that well, like, I've met through, especially radio and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been introduced to them, but I've always just, they've known who I am. I'm always at a disadvantage, you know, back in the day, because everyone knew who I was, and then someone would say, oh, this is so-and-so. They'd rush and say their names, and I just wouldn't pick up on it. And now, I was always embarrassed to go, I'm sorry, what was your name again? Jimmy wasn't. Jimmy was honest. He would say, hey, what's your name again? And they'd go, oh, they'd be like, oh, my name's something. He goes, oh, that's right. I forget. I'm horrible at names. But I could never, I can't bring myself to do that. I just lie and act like
I remember faces, but names.
Yeah, I know faces. I do remember faces because I see people and I go, oh, I know. I've met this guy. He's a cool guy, you know. Like I met people, it's like, oh, I went drinking with that person. You know, they're cool or, you know.
Yeah.
That person was backstage at my gig and I talked to them. But then I don't remember their names. I mean, for the life of me. And I think I think it's getting worse or whatever. And this is my mind's way of telling me, Nikki. But the good news is, I won't forget your name.
You lose it.
Nikki, I won't forget your name. Just so you know.
You typed Nike out on something the other day.
Well, that was a fat thumb excuse. That wasn't,
okay.
That was just me.
Like Nike. Who the hell is Nike?
That was me. And then somebody made a comment on it, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't get it the first time I saw it. Like, I didn't even get the comment. Because I was rushing through, and then I went back and read later, and I started like, what the hell are they talking about? And then I look at it again, and I start laughing. I'm like, oh, God, I'm so stupid. And it was like, it was up there for like a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yeah, getting old sucks. First day of school today. For my daughter, on her way to freshman year, Nikki.
I know.
Oh, my God, it's horrible.
It's a big deal.
It is. First day of school. Oh, my goodness. And it's going to, you know, it's just going to be interesting because I don't know if she's, you know. Who knows if she's going to like it or not like it or, you know. Either way, I'm sure it's going to be a drama for me, you know. First day of school. Do you remember freshman year?
Oh, yes.
You didn't do anything bad freshman year, right?
Me?
Yeah. Oh.
Did I do anything bad?
Yes, that's what I'm asking. Oh, man.
The freshman hazing was still strong back in my day.
Oh, they hazed you?
Yeah.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Because I think it's illegal now.
Yeah, I got that. Well, I got some of it, but it's not, I'll tell you, it's not that bad.
The guy that picked me up and put me on the water fountain to make it look like I peed my pants got suspended for 2 weeks.
Oh, my. Wait a minute. All right. I don't mean to laugh. Wait a minute. A guy picked you up.
Yep.
And put
me on the water fountain to turn it on.
On the water fountain.
Look like I peed my pants.
So you're walking around school with pants on that made it look like you peed them.
No, he didn't make it to the water fountain before he was intercepted.
Oh, someone stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
That was his deal, though. He's going to pick people up and put them
up. Oh, I'm screaming bloody murder.
Good for you.
And the thing was, he was like one of my really good friends. And he's like, I can't believe you got me suspended. I'm like, I can't believe you were hazing me.
Yeah, why? Oh, yeah, you're a friend of mine. Why were you hazing me?
He's like, better me than somebody else.
I was, when I was in high school, I was a football player. So we didn't, if you played football and stuff, you didn't get hazed as much, you know.
Oh, if you played sports, you especially got hazed.
Well, they haze you differently. They haze you in the actual sports practices. But you go to school, you, and it's cool to listen. It's fine if you're hazed in front of other football players, you know.
Right.
That's just, that's code, you know.
Like pushing nickels down the gym floor with your nose.
I mean, that's usually
stuff
just.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, stupid. That's fine to get hazed in front of the other football players, but it's when you get hazed in front of, like, girls, you know.
The entire school, like, the first snow.
Yeah. And that's just cruel.
You know. Drag you out in the first snow and bury you head first into the snow.
Oh, my God. Who did that?
That's what they did to us.
They buried you guys in the snow?
Yeah, head first.
You could drown.
That happened to me.
Oh, my God.
Screaming bloody murder again.
And then what happened there?
Nothing, because school was out.
Oh, it was after school.
Yeah.
Well, back when we were going.
Running for my life.
Back when we were giving up, they didn't care, you know. Like, their solution to handling bullying when we were growing up was, don't be a pussy.
It was like Dazed and Confused, the movie, and Running for Our Lives.
Yeah, that's how it was. That's a very good example of how, when I went to high school, how it was. Mm-hmm. But being an athlete, I'm just saying that you still got hazed, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as bad, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
I remember being older and hazing and duct taping somebody's 10 speed. We got on the back of a pickup truck and then took his 10 speed and got up on the cab of the truck and duct taped his 10 speed as high up off the ground as we could onto a telephone pole.
Oh, jeez. Poor, how'd he get it down?
I don't know.
I don't...
And he lived all the way across town, and he had to be home, like, in 5 minutes.
Oh.
During homecoming week.
Oh.
Boy, lots of shenanigans during homecoming week.
Speaking of homecoming, I'm seeing these parents spending a considerable amount of money on these homecoming dresses.
See, we didn't have homecoming dresses and stuff like that. We just dressed nice.
Right? We didn't either. I'm like, what is with homecoming dresses? When the hell did homecoming dresses start to become a thing?
It was only the homecoming court that had a dress up.
Right, yeah. I mean, I remember going to homecoming and people would be wearing jeans. Girls would wear jeans.
Nice slacks, a sweater.
I mean, when in the hell, you know.
Skirt, sweater.
I'm like, when in the hell did this become a thing?
I don't know.
And how expensive is
this?
And
they are so short.
I don't get it. I mean, Lord, they found a way to get money out of us.
I don't get it. Is super, super short, poofy bottom dresses.
Told my daughter, I'm like, do you really want to go to homecoming? Is this something you really want to do? Come on. And I told my wife, I was going, you know.
She should go to everything and enjoy it.
I told my wife, I go, why are these girls spending all this money on dresses? You know, most of them don't even have boyfriends yet. They don't even have a date yet. And my wife was horrified that I said something like that. She had to remind me that a woman's life is not dependent on having a man. So I apologize for suggesting such a thing, you know. That a woman needs a man in order to. She goes, girls can go by themselves if they want. Or a girl can go by herself. She doesn't need a man in order to. I was like, okay, well. All right then. So I guess that even if you don't have a date, you should have the right to get a nice dress and go to homecoming. So there you go. I don't know what you think of that, Nikki.
What?
A woman doesn't need a man in order to go out and have a wonderful time or to go.
No, we used to go with groups of girls.
Oh, my wife was seemed flabbergasted or almost offended that I said what I said. A girl does not need a man to take her.
No.
In order to have fun. I'm like, well, that's not what I'm saying. I was equating it to the prom. These girls going out and getting these, well, they buy these big prom dresses, you know. Do you really need one if you don't have a date or anything? Oh, my. She was horrified that I said such a thing. I guess that I was offensive when I said that. I certainly didn't mean to be offensive. I was just talking about how, you know. I was just bringing up how I, I'm paying for those expensive dresses. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess that's a thing. So they are getting there. But, I mean, and they're not even, I'm like, they haven't even started school. And isn't homecoming like in?
I thought it was like October or something.
Yeah, late October. No, I think ours was in November when I went to school.
No, that's too late.
Well, I can't, I mean, I'm not in charge of deciding when homecoming is, but.
I think it's early October.
Now I'm going to check.
Late September.
Late September? Good Lord, they're hardly in school. Late September.
Well, that's why they're looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't. I don't get it. I don't understand the whole. The excitement over homecoming. That never was a thing with us, you know. Like, with me, the biggest thing was the game, you know, because I played football. So, like, the homecoming game itself was a big deal, you know. And there was a dance right after. I think there was a dance. Was it right after the game?
For us, it was the day.
Maybe it was
the
Saturday after. Yeah, now that I think about it. Yeah. Maybe you're right, but it just didn't seem to be a big deal. You know, when I was in high school, homecoming was just not a big. It just wasn't anything. You know, it just seemed to be a dance that they threw. But now kids really, you know, it's a big deal with kids.
I think it always has been.
And I just don't remember when I was in school that it was that big a deal, you know. I know there was, I know that.
Weirdo.
I know that they had a coronation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there were girls of every age group that were somehow involved in it, okay? But there was only one homecoming queen. I could not tell you who my homecoming queen was. I had no idea.
It's like freshman court, sophomore court, yeah. Junior court, senior court, yeah. And the king and queen.
Yeah, I had no idea. I don't know about any of that. I do know that there were, that you had to wear a suit, or you seemed to have to wear a suit and a really nice dress if you were in the court.
Okay? Right.
That's what I, you know.
And everybody else just wore, like, skirts or slacks and.
Yeah. Yeah, you just dressed nice, you know. And I remember, I think I finger banged a chick, you know, something like that. I think I finger banged the chick out in the parking lot. Oh, I'm not the only one that's Al says. Well, I enjoyed homecoming. I always got a lot of stinky finger, you know what I mean? There you go, Al. Got a little stank on my finger. You know what I'm talking about, Nikki. Yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't... and then usually somebody had a party, but you couldn't stay too late to a party. Or else... No, maybe that was when... No, I think it was an earlier party when I got busted for drinking, you know. When I was in high school, I got busted for drinking. Oh, good Lord, that was a lot. I got busted for drinking at a party, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the guys I played football with, he had a car, and a bunch of them had cars, but I didn't even have my driver's license yet. And he gave me his car.
Nice.
And he was just really, I mean, the guy was really just, you know, he was inebriated. And we had these girls, and he goes, hey, go ahead, take my car. You can run up to Huck's. There was a Huck's in downtown Gillespie. And so this guy gives me his car, which was a convertible. Mm-hmm. All right? And I take a couple of buddies of mine who were also, like me, 15. I was 15 years old when this happened. And so I take the guy's car, and I drive to Huck's. And I forgot what we were getting. But I wasn't, there was, I was, I didn't even have a driver's license yet, you know. Because I was young. I was, started high school when I was, you know, when I was 13, when I started high school, you know. And, which is crazy, but I started young, you know. And then we take this guy's car, not even old enough to drive, and we're drunk. I mean, we had been drinking at this party all night, and we ended up getting seen by the assistant football coach saw us. I think he saw the car, and it was a guy who was a starter, who was, I'm not going to say, he was a starting fullback. I'll say it. What the hell? And so he was drunk at the party, and he was just hanging out. He's like, I'm not going to drink and drive. I don't want to wreck my car. Here, Lytle, you can use my car. Of which was crazy because I didn't have a driver's license. I knew how to drive, though, you know. I was driving at like 13, 14. And I drove to Huck's. We see the coach. It's obvious these guys I was with were, one of them was drinking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was drinking. I was happy. You know, I remember being happy, but I wasn't, I wasn't drunk, you know.
Right.
But man, I'll tell you what, we had, oh my God, we had to, do line, what were they call those damn things? I can't even remember. Were you, you're, you know, you bounce to your feet. Something drills. What the hell do we call those? See, I'm losing my mind. Look, I really am.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you're doing football, okay? When you're in football, you do these. I want to call them. They're not called dirt drills. They're called something else. But. So you all right? So you're wearing a football uniform, right? Okay. You're at practice. And what they do is they make you, like you're chopping your legs back and forth in place, okay? And then you have to dive to the ground on your stomach, and then you got to bounce right back up and chop your feet more. Are you familiar with any of this? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Do you understand any of this?
No.
Well, it is a it's a really tough exercise to do. All right, really tough exercise to do. And we got caught, so they make us start doing these drills, right? The coach starts making us do these drills. Now, the coach knew I was not old enough to drive because he was the driver's ed instructor. And he was like, Lytle, I know you can't drive because I would have been your teacher for you to drive, and it is impossible for you to have your driver's license without me having seen you in driver's ed. You know, he was right, yeah. So, and then he goes, and then you're drinking and driving? Which, by the way, I wasn't drinking and driving. I had drank earlier. I drank a little bit, but then I was, you know. But, I mean, it was stupid. I admit it was stupid. So he has me do all these drills, me and these other guys, right? And then he says, okay, time to run. So we take off our helmets and everything. And we go and we have to do, you know, the football field is yards. It's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 10, or 100 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he has us run. We run, how the hell does this work? Oh, we run like 110, okay? Or 10, we run 10 tens, okay? So we're running 10 yards like 10 times as fast as we can. And then we have to run two times at 20 yards, right? Three times at 30 yards. Four times at 40 yards. Now, at this point, we're starting to get sick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Five times at 50 yards. six times at 60 yards. We're throwing up now.
You know? Oh, good
yeah,
God.
I mean, it didn't pay. And so that was, and so on and so forth. We keep going. And that was our punishment. And he's like, don't ever do it again. Yes, sir. And I'll be damned. We did not do it again. At least not get seen doing it. That's for damn sure. We did not want to mess with that. So, in a way, it was a good lesson for us. You know what I mean? It taught us a lesson to not drink and drive ever again, Nikki. See?
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a good, it was a good lesson. But, man, it was tough. I was vomiting. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really something. Really bad, but that's how it was, you know. And then, I don't know if that was homecoming. I don't think it was homecoming weekend. And I think it was before homecoming weekend. Because homecoming was really subdued, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then the older football players are like, you know, they're like, we're not inviting him to the party because he got busted last time. Well, I didn't get busted. I had very unfortunate timing that the assistant football coach, it's kind of weird if you ask me, driving around looking for students, you know, to catch him after the game. This is after the game, you know, about 1 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it was. I mean, what kind of teacher's out 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night? You know what I mean?
Lots of them.
Out looking, like stalking their players, weirdo. Assistant football coach, a weirdo anyway. So that's what I, you know what I mean? That's what I think. He should not have, should not have been out doing that. But oh well, we got caught. Learned my lesson. There you go. And now my daughter's in school. Oh boy. And I'll tell you, I do worry. I think I've discussed this with you before. Like, I do worry about God. I know what I was doing at her age and as a freshman. And it just, you know.
Yeah.
Weirds me out because now it's like my daughter's hanging around boys who are thinking the same things and doing the same things I was going to do. That's the worst feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I wish when I was doing these horrible things, saying these horrible things, thinking these horrible things, I wish somebody would have told me, they said, hey, there's a chance you're going to grow up and have a daughter. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, God. I never took a second to even consider that. Ugh. It's the worst.
Yeah, payback.
So I'm hoping that, you know, I'm just hoping and praying that, you know, that no one, there's she's not around people like me, I guess is what I'm saying. I think I was a horrible person. Sometimes, in many ways, I think I still am, but I do try to be better, you know. I actually care about some people. Even though I forget their names. If I would remember their names, I would be much happier about it. Hey, did you watch the Olympics last night?
I watched 6 feet of sunshine go down.
What is that?
What?
6 feet of sunshine go down. What was?
You don't know who that is?
No, who is that?
It's Misty May Trainor.
Misty May Trainor. What was she doing?
Volleyball?
She retired. Misty May Trainor doesn't...
Or not Misty. Other one.
Oh, Carrie Walsh.
Carrie Walsh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 6 feet of sunshine. Oh, 6 feet of sunshine. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a shame. I stayed up watching that, too.
Brazil got him.
I could not believe they lost. I'm like, are you freaking kidding?
They've been 26-0 the Olympics.
Yeah. But that Brazilian girl, though, the young one, what an ass on her. It's hard to root against her.
I was not looking.
Oh, my God. I mean, I tell you, I hate to root for another, for a team that wasn't America. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you what, I enjoyed that ass of that Brazilian girl. You know what I mean? It was riding up. She kept pulling it out. Mm. I mean, we're gonna lose it. We're gonna lose it. They're kind of hot, you know. You gotta have to have that girl do it instead of, you know, and instead of having you know, some sweat hog from Russia or something. You know. Let's see, who is this? Somebody's calling us. Hold on. Oh, Spanky. Spanky's calling me. Hold on. Spanky says, what's you guys' number? Have we talked to Spanky?
No, we haven't.
Oh, we got to get him on there. What's our number?
Been a long time.
What's our number? 814-0-332. All right. Hold on. I had to get the number written down here.
I never know the number.
Well, yeah, it's important. We got to get Spanky on the phone. Come on. Got to talk to Spanky. It is Wednesday, too, by the way. Gotta get a Where Are They Now Wednesday guest. There yeah, you so you watch the beach volleyball. Did you watch any of the gymnastics?
No.
Boy, that Simone Biles girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how high that girl can jump. I mean, it's just and the other one, Allie, what's her name? It's amazing how physical these girls can be and how they do what they do. That is unbelievable. I can't even run. These girls are running and flipping, and they're just getting so high in the air, and they use, you know, gravity. And it's amazing. I'm so mystified by gymnastics once every 4 years. But I am mystified by it. By the way, Al is saying, Ray, tell Nikki to stop lying. Uh-oh. Just tell Nikki to stop lying. You know she was looking at that Brazilian girl's booty.
I was multitasking.
She was looking at that booty. I know I was. That booty was, I mean, that girl's ass was unbelievable. That was the best part of the Olympics, Nikki.
Nah.
That was a nice piece.
Hey, Spanky.
Spanky.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing?
Hey, what's that? What's happening?
What's going?
I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah,
I haven't heard from myself in a long time.
Now, Spanky, it is 9:11 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not intoxicated.
Now you're really cutting. You're cutting out bad. But I got to ask: are you intoxicated?
Hang on here.
All right.
Is that any better?
Yeah, it's a little better, yeah.
Oh, is that better?
Yeah, you hear me much, now? Much better. Are you intoxicated?
No, I'm medicated.
Oh, you're medicated for what?
Yeah. Remember my hand?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Is this from pain pills or something? Or?
Oh, I had to have more surgery.
What? They didn't have to take off more fingers, did they?
They had to trim them up a little bit.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I told you about... Yeah. Nikki, I told you about Spanky's fingers, right?
No.
Oh, I didn't tell the story?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have a picture on there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you weren't on. Maybe you were gone or something, Nikki. Yeah, Spanky lost fingers.
Why?
Because he was working, and he was trying to
pick my nose.
He was unhitching the trailer or something, and another truck hit him or something like that, and it chopped off his fingers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, it was horrible. It was just a terrible story. And so Nikki sent me a picture of his fingers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spanky, I haven't even told you this story. You're going to get a kick out of it. So he sends me a text with pictures of his hand, or no, of his fingers that are chopped off, okay? The text is his chopped off fingers in the hospital, in the emergency room, just all bloody and squashed. And I mean, they're just disgusting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just, you know, and it's a foul picture, but it's, you know, it's Spanky's pictures or Spanky's fingers, so I keep them, you know. And so I have we go to this old we go to this really nice old lady's house who has mold. And, you know, Goose goes into the crawl space and goes to get pictures.
Yeah.
With my phone, you know. And so I bring it up and I said, let me show you the pictures. So I start scrolling through the pictures, right? And she's looking at my phone and I go, I want you to look. And I'm telling her what it is. And then I scroll and I go, I think that's the last picture. But I don't know when I scroll one more. And the picture is Spanky's finger. And this woman goes, she's like, oh, that mold is terrible. Oh, look at that one. That mold's terrible. And all of a sudden I flip to the picture of Spanky's finger and she goes, oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. What is that? I go, oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my friend's fingers. Oh, my God. And I accidentally showed Spanky's pictures to a potential person.
You know, that you should have got extra money for that.
No, we didn't even get the job after that. I think she thought it was a penis at first. What is that? Oh, Lord, what is that? Like, oh, my God, that's my friend's finger. I'm sorry. He cut it off. Why would he send you a picture of his cut off finger? I think she thought that I took the picture. I'm like, no, he sent them to me. Well, what do you do? So all right. So that was a few months ago. And you're doped up today because they had to shave your, what'd they do?
Well, they had to do that. They had to go in my hand and cut some more.
Right. Because what? They weren't.
I don't know why they did it.
Did everything take? Did some surgery not take the first time?
No, I might have to have some more of them cut off yet.
Oh, Jesus. Are you using the other hand to, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So how much, what kind of usage do you have from the cutoff hand?
Right now, only about 10%.
Oh, Jesus. That's not good.
Can't even pick my nose and do it right.
Yeah. That's horrible.
It is. So, but anyway, I'm on some good stuff, you know.
What are you on?
Oxy something or another.
Oxycodone.
There you go.
It's good stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff makes you float, doesn't it?
And Bud Light.
Oh, no.
9 o'clock in the morning.
I don't think you're supposed to mix the two.
Yeah.
I'm not. I will have you know, Ray Lytle.
What?
I have not drank in some months.
Oh, you sound like it. Really? Well, you're trying to get me to believe you have not had a drink in months.
Well, a few days.
Yeah. You go to hell for lying there, Spanky.
Well, hell, I've been there already. Done cut my fingers off.
I bet you. So you haven't been able to work. I bet that's got to be.
Oh no,
it has got to be driving you crazy. It really does.
All I do is sit in the house and eat pills.
Oh my God, we got to get you out and doing some stuff. We really do. I have a band.
Well,
I have a band. I need you to manage.
I could do that.
Not my band, but I have a band you got to manage. You know, I do have a band for you.
Okay,
but you got to get you out of the house and somewhere you can't use fingers or you don't need to use fingers. You know,
just got a point with my real hand,
right? So what do you do? Does that hand just? I mean, you just don't do anything with that hand?
No, not much I can do. I can't hardly. I still can't hardly hold a glass.
Really?
Yeah, with my finger. It's in my fingertips are really crushed still, the bones and the end of them.
Oh, my God.
The ones that they saved are still crushed.
Right.
So.
That's
the last x-rays they took, it looked like a bag of jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, my God. So is that bad?
The ends of them.
And so they had to go in and do a surgery and, like, file off the ends or something, or?
They cleaned up some of it, and then they're going to clean up some more eventually.
Huh. Oh, so how? And that was this morning?
No. They did that like a month ago.
Well, why are you still on pain pills for a treatment they did a month ago?
Oh, I'm in pain every day.
Really?
I'm sure it is. A lot of nerve pain, too.
Wait, a month later, you're still in pain?
Oh, yeah. I've been in pain since the day I done it.
All right, let me ask you. Is there less pain after you take your pills?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, the next day, you're hurting again. You have to take a pill in order. Now, let me ask you.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you're in so much pain, you almost get the shakes, don't you?
No, not yet.
Really? Because what I'm starting to think is that you don't have a finger problem. You have a pill problem.
No.
Yeah. Really? Could you go a day without your pills?
No.
Right.
I'd be in too much pain.
And you've
been, that oxycodone's highly
it's
addictive.
It's highly addictive, especially for addictive personalities, right?
How long have you known me, Ray? Would I get addicted to anything?
Yes, absolutely. I can tell you right now. I can tell you several things you're addicted to.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, good Lord. As long as I've known you, you've been notorious for, your addictions.
Yeah.
Maybe it's oxygen.
But I will tell you one thing. I'm still married.
Yeah, well, good. I know. That's wonderful. Shocking. But, yeah, you know. You got to use the other hand, though, to.
Yeah.
To guide it in.
So what's going on exciting with you guys?
Well, neither of us are addicted to pain pills.
Oh, I'm not either.
Okay. What's going on? I don't know. Nikki, what's going on with you?
Nothing. My life is boring.
Yeah, she stopped going to her parties.
Oh.
Yeah. So you could have taken Spanky to one of those parties, Nikki. Spanky.
Yeah, I would have went.
Spanky
yeah.
and his wife would have gone to one of those parties.
I'm sure they would.
He would show you a good time. He'd show you a good time.
I'm always in the mood for a party.
Yeah. Another thing he's addicted to, by the way. But
Yeah, I mean, well. But my counselor says I'm getting better.
Sure, he gets the shakes in between taking pills, but he's not addicted to them.
No.
So is it driving you crazy because you can't work?
Oh, yeah. I can't stand to sit at home and watch another episode of that Fat Roseanne.
What?
Or.
Why are you what the hell channel is
to watch that?
What channel is Roseanne on? I didn't even know Roseanne was still on.
Oh, it's on one of those satellite channels, like, I don't know, 327 or something, or...
You're home.
Yeah, it's probably on right now if I flip the TV on.
You're home alone every day, and all you can do is sit around and watch Roseanne.
I've been watching a lot of the Olympic thingy.
Yeah, the Olympics are good. Did you watch the volleyball last night? Did you watch the beach volleyball?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I haven't finished watching. I got it on tape from last night.
Because I was just right before you texted to call in. And by the way, we are talking to Spanky on this Where Are They Now Wednesday of the Morning Disaster. I was talking about it just before you called in. It was a girl or two girls actually on the Brazilian team of beach volleyball. And the ass on this one girl, oh my goodness.
I'll have to flip on the tape today to check that out.
What a rear end on this woman. Yeah, check that out. I won't tell you how the game went.
I'll check that out in between Roseanne episodes.
Right. Well, it sounds like you have a full day ahead of you.
I do, because later on, Andy Griffith will be on.
What's his name again?
Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffin. And you like that? You like that one, too?
I like Andy Griffith. And then Gilligan's Island, that's another big one.
I don't know what channel you're watching, but that sounds like a terrible channel.
You got DirecTV at your place, right?
I do, yeah.
It's like up on the 300s, you know?
I also have like a regular old TV antenna, you know what I mean?
Oh, I ain't had one of those in 20 years.
Yeah, but I have one. I got one so I could watch the Cubs games. And oh, by yeah. the way, it was a great investment. It really is a great investment because there's several regular TV channels that, you know, that you can watch. And they have one channel called, one's MeTV or something. I think that's what
yeah.
it's called.
Oh, yeah, that's got the emergency show on it.
Yeah, but it's on all, they have those, that stuff all the time on. Like, they constantly show old TV shows. But, you know, I'm letting you know you can get those for free without even having the satellite if you want it.
Oh, yeah, I gotta watch my wrestling.
Right.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Now, like, there's a channel here.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island's on, like, from now till go, yeah, like, forever.
So it just runs old episodes of Gilligan's Island all the time.
Yeah, I just sit around and watch TV and...
Roseanne, Gilligan's Island, and wrestling.
And Andy Griffith. Well, let's see, what else do I watch? I'm looking through my history. I tell you what else.
All right. Yeah, we're interested in this. And you said you're taping the Olympics at night. Okay, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, I tape that at night, and then my wife and I watch it when she gets home from work.
That's good. All right.
Let's see, Three's Company. Those are just all kinds of weird shows I watch when I'm sitting around here chilling.
There's people that are waking up right now thinking, oh, my God, have I gone back in time? Is this like 1970? 1975?
Hey, I got some reruns of the old A-Team the other day I watched for about 6 hours.
The A-Team?
Yeah, way back, you know, remember old Mr. T? And
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
This is like Spanky's got the same viewing habits that I had when I was like, you know, 15. Three's Company, the A-Team, Gilligan's Island. That was after school. I had to watch Gilligan's Island, the Brady Bunch. And then, of course, when he's not watching that, he's watching wrestling. That's right. Pretty much, that was, all you do is throw in Three Stooges. That was my TV viewing habits at like 15.
Well, then you got the Game Show Network, too.
Will you watch Match Game?
Match Game?
I do love the Match Game.
What's the hell? That's it. Can't think of that one now. The Pyramid thing?
A $20,000 Pyramid, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and... I don't like that Price is Right. That guy on there, he scares me.
Which one? The old guy or the new guy?
No, the new guy. That guy's all skinned up, and it looks like he's had a bad case of drug use.
I don't know who you're talking about. That's
Drew
that
Carey?
Drew Carey guy?
Oh,
Drew Carey.
Yeah, okay, right, okay. Yeah, the other one, which one's the one that Wayne Brady hosts? That's the Let's Make a Deal. Okay.
Yeah, I don't watch that one too much. That's not my history.
Right. So you watch Price is Right with Drew Carey.
No, he scares me. I don't watch him.
Oh, okay. But do you like the old shows more than the new ones?
Well, I kind of like the new ones. Like, there's some new comedies. What's that one out? Late at night, but in the evenings that she watches. I can't remember now. I'm losing my mind.
Right. I'm with you.
What is Superstore or Walmart? That show, it's about Walmart or Superstore.
Has that aired yet?
You ever seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen commercials for it during the Olympics, but I haven't watched it, I don't think.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Huh. I'll have to check
don't
it out.
Do no soap operas.
All right. It sucks that you can't go to work because it sounds like. It just doesn't sound like you're having that much fun at home.
I don't think it's fun.
Right. Oh, God. What a trip.
It's not fun. I was just thinking about you this morning. I thought, I'm going to call and see what you're doing.
Well, we're glad you did. We always miss you, Spanky. You're always welcome on the show. Absolutely.
Well, I got a new phone.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it sounds good, but it's one of those things now that if I'm not, I can go on the... You know that thing you got, that net thing?
Mm-hmm.
I can punch it up and listen to you on my phone now.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
I recently graduated to internet. I'm getting pretty good at it.
Congratulations. Get the TuneIn Radio app so you can hear, you know, so you can hear us all the time.
Cool. Yeah, I'll have to get that.
Yeah, You can listen to the show live and the replays and everything. Good old Spanky. Oh my God! I should play.
I should
play a Spanky bit. Nikki, should I play a Spanky bit?
Go for it.
Let me see. Spanky, you want to hear an old bit of yourself?
Sure, I think I can stay awake a little longer.
Yeah, you probably pass out. Let me see.
Well, it's about nap time.
Let me find an old Spanky bit to play in honor of you. I played one not that long ago. I played I played a bit not that long ago where Spanky was firing Jim for us or something.
Poor feller. All
right. Let me see. Let me find a good one here. Good Spanky bit today. Since we haven't talked to you in a while, in honor of Spanky, we'll play a classic Spanky bit. I'm sorry to hear that your hand's not. I thought your hand would, you know, at least start healing by now.
Not yet. They said anywhere from upwards to a year or longer.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, so it's been like 6 months already.
Yeah, it seems. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, February.
Oh my God. All right, let me find a good. That was February last year that you did this, right? February 25th.
This year.
Of 16. Oh,
29th, okay. Leap year.
I'll be damned. All right, let me see. A good Spanky. We want to hear Spanky and Jim, maybe? Let's see.
We have him here. He is going to be in his...
I'm sorry. This is you with Jim doing something. I don't know. Let me see if I can find a better one. Let's see here. I just got to look for... Hold on. I'm just going to put Spanky in the search button. Hold on. And go from there, you know. If I can figure out how to search, I don't know how I could... I'm different computer, so I'm having trouble finding things.
Don't ask me, buddy. I just graduated the internet on the phone.
Well, I mean, the problems that I have, it's unbelievable. We finally got this, everything working, but everything went to hell last week. All right, let's see here. Why can I not
figure it out? You want me to come down and fix it for you?
Yeah, that's what we need. I need you to come down and fix it, absolutely.
I'll come down and troubleshoot it.
I was just thinking, boy, if only we had, oh, here we go. If only we had Spanky to fix it. All right, let me go to search. Files and folders. And part of the name Spanky. All right. Spanky. And here we go. Let's find some good Spanky bits. And we'll play one since we haven't, you know, as a way to honor the Spanky. We haven't heard from him in a while. And
there you go.
All right, let's give him a good one. Our listeners something to enjoy. Listeners are asking questions of Spanky. They're saying, Ray, let's see, hold on, let me pass along these questions while we're searching. It says, Ray, Spanky almost threw me out of a best of CD party for fucking with Jimmy. But it wasn't me that did it. It was somebody else, so Jimmy saved me. Do you remember that, Spanky?
I have no clue.
Threatening to throw someone out of a party?
Oh, I'm sure I did. I threw quite a few people out of parties.
I no wonder it doesn't work. I spelled Spanky wrong. Okay, hold on. Or like a CD party.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably did if they were messing with Jimmy.
But Jimmy said, "Hey, it wasn't him."
Must have saved the day.
Because of it, you spared this man the pain and anguish. All right, here we go. Here's some of your choices, okay? I've got a bit called Spanky versus Jim. This bit is great. This is too long for today. I'm going to put this on the best of bit that I air Friday, though. It's Jim and Spanky find the truck. Spanky's drunk. That sounds good. that sounds like a really great bit. I sort of remember that. This is Spanky and Jim in the car wash. Spanky fires Jim ... again. Spanky negotiates for Jim. Drunk Spanky loses his truck. Drunk Spanky again. Jim and Spanky find the truck. Which one do you guys like? What is Spanky versus? Spanky versus Jim. Or do you want Spanky negotiates for Jim?
Negotiates.
You want to hear Spanky Spanky negotiating for Jim?
Yep.
Let's give that one a listen. This is Spanky negotiating for Jim. Let's hope it works here.
And I think you need to help listeners adjust for the coming return of Jim, the photographer.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I would do sentences the good old-fashioned way.
You know, I was discussing this with Glenn yesterday. We might actually, Jim might be coming back in a diminished capacity. Therefore, we should start getting the listeners used to him being in a diminished capacity. Why would we? You know what I mean? In other words, these sentences wouldn't be about him anymore.
Well, Jim's always in a diminished capacity.
Right.
I mean,
has anybody broke the news to Jim about Norm yet?
No.
No one's done that?
No, I seen Jim at the show the other night.
And he was on the air?
He was just so stoned it wasn't even funny.
Oh, my God.
Was he not trashed? Dude, that's heartless. That is heartless.
What?
Oh, you at least call him in and do it, you know, behind closed doors. Air it out in front of everybody.
Glenn offered to do it.
Oh, Lord.
And I figured Glenn would be heartless doing it.
Yeah.
I figured I'd do it.
Very kind of you.
Should be taken care of for it.
Hello?
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. Just enjoying vacation.
How has your vacation been?
Loving it.
Oh, baby.
Sleeping in till 8 o'clock every morning.
Oh, good for you.
Get used to it.
I don't know if you got a chance to listen.
That's me.
Get used to it, Jimmy, because, oh, boy.
What?
Nothing. I was just calling to see how your vacation was going, that's all.
Oh, it's going great, Ray.
It's good. Like, what time did you get up today? At 8?
Yeah, just got up a little while ago.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
And you're back on the show Monday?
Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
I'll be there bright and early. Looking forward to it.
What time are you getting in?
Usual time, 5:30.
Well, why would you get in so early?
Well, I got to get everything ready and set up.
Yeah, about that.
Stapler.
Yeah.
About that, Jimmy.
I got to get there earlier?
I've got some good news and some bad news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What do you want first?
How about the good news?
Okay, here is the good news. The goddamn is good news here.
Yeah, you love that.
I love good news.
Goddamn, it's best news in the world for you. Your workload is going to get much lighter.
Really?
Yes.
I'm getting an assistant?
Wow. Not exactly. Not exactly. It's pretty cool, though. Your workload is going to get a lot easier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't have to stay as long during the day?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to get here as early anymore, right?
No. Are you kidding? He's going to be in by 6.
Out you can be in little idle time?
Yeah, you can be in 10? You can be when Sean and I get here. Like, say, well, when I get here. You don't want to be here when Sean gets here.
No.
You're very early.
You get in at my time. You get to come in right at 6.
All right.
Yeah.
Out of here at 10?
So there you go.
What's the bad news?
Well, I don't really know if it is bad news or not. But we hired Norm's producer.
What? Producer? But I'm producer, right?
Yeah, no, actually Norm is.
I put the P in producer.
Yeah.
Thanks for the memories.
Right. Actually, Norm is producer.
What am I going to be doing?
You're going to be Jim.
Nothing.
You're going to be the... Spanky, why don't you do this? Because it's very hard for me to do.
Okay,
Spanky,
hey,
why don't you tell him?
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray has trouble being honest with people and up front, you know, being straightforward.
I
handle the pickles gigs, you know, for Ray and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be straightforward to you. You're no longer the producer. You're going to come in at 6 in the morning. You're going to go out and do mobile unit. You're going to come back in, hang out in the studio. 10 o'clock, you're going to be dismissed to go home. You're no longer needed. We found out that we got Norm as a new producer. He's done a lot better, and, I mean, there's no use to have you around anymore.
What?
Just cluttering the hallways, and, you know, you're getting a pay cut, you're running around bothering the girls, It's just Glenn talked about it. And I'm just passing along for them guys because they have trouble, you know, straight shooting. And I'm telling you, you're not needed anymore. I still want to be your friend. We can go fishing out in the afternoon in the summers and hang out. But, you know, they're telling me you're worthless. And
worthless.
That's what they're saying. I'm just passing. Jimmy, you know I would never say that to you. They're telling me you're worthless, you're brain dead, and it's just, Norm has produced this week so much better.
Better?
You know, I mean, personally, actually, I would start looking for a job, because I wouldn't imagine this is going to last much longer. These guys are laughing, but I'm just being serious as what I was told to pass along. I thought you did a great job when you was producer. You know, we've listened to all those bits when Ray was out, you know, and I thought you'd done a great job, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought I did a great job.
I thought you'd do a wonderful job, but
I devoted my life to doing a great job.
That's what I thought. You're here every morning at what, 5 o'clock, 5:20?
Yeah, about 5:15 to 5:30.
Sometimes earlier. Their biggest complaint was this Spider Jones crap. You know, we had to kill it.
I told Ray I'd do more.
Well,
that's the problem.
That's what they're not wanting to hear. But, you know, you could probably come in and talk to Ray. We could probably have a meeting with him this afternoon, maybe. And
oh, God.
You know, we could probably talk about it. I think you got a legitimate gripe about it, you know. Because I think you've done a great job. You hear you get his coffee, his breakfast, whatever he wants.
Oh, no, he'll still
and
do
he's
that.
Standing you out, you know.
He'll still do
oh,
that.
Oh, no, he still wants you to do that. Okay.
Now, how does this affect my pay raise?
No, not a pay raise. When's your contract up?
On the 19th.
No, seriously. I'm going to write this down. Is the 19th of this month?
Yeah.
Okay, so what were you wanting?
I think I'm going to a couple more weeks together.
I'm serious. I'll go sit with Glenn and talk. What were you wanting? I will help you out. What are you wanting on your new contract? You want less hours and you wanted an assistant, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what
and
you're
more
getting.
Money.
More money.
More vacation.
More vacation, more money, and you want to do less work. Now, right there, how in the hell does that come into play? How does that come into play?
I don't know.
Are you getting pissed off?
No, I'm just...
Well, I tell you what. If you're not getting pissed off, you might as well stay at home, because you've got to get some fire in this, Jimmy. Go in there and sit down in Glenn's office and tell him, Glenn, this is what's going to happen, or I'm out the door. I will go take care of that as soon as I see Glenn this morning.
No. So
I will take care of that.
So you're going to go into Glenn's office and you're going to say, Jimmy either gets this or he's
That's
out the
it.
Door.
Is Glenn in today?
I believe he is, yes.
Jimmy, as soon as we get done this conversation, I'm going down to his office. I'm going to
tell
him, Glenn,
no,
I'm negotiating for Jimmy.
Thanks, but no thanks.
You're either going to do it or you're not even coming back Monday. You got an assistant coming? You want less hours, and you want more money, or you're coming in this afternoon and packing your stuff. That's it. It's over.
No, that's not what I'm going to say.
I will take care of that for you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Jimmy, Specky's going to help you out. All right, buddy. Hey, it's good to talk to you.
We will talk.
I wish I had an agent like that.
We'll see you later, Jimmy.
I'm going to be my own agent.
Right. No, I got it. All right, there goes Specky. He's going down the hall to go see Glenn.
Stop him.
Okay, I'm on my way. Jimmy, we got to go, okay? I got to give a sentence for the keyword.
Oh, yeah?
We'll see you later, okay?
Oh, I keep him on the line, I'm sure.
Oh, good. I see Spanky and Glenn talking right now. Well, good. Now, maybe your name's coming up. And Glenn is frowning. Glenn's laughing now, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah?
Spanky's got a sad look on his face. Okay, Jimmy, we'll talk to you later, buddy.
I hope so.
Bye now.
Bye.
There you go. Jim the photographer.
Sorry, son of a bitch.
Please on the show.
Oh, classic. God damn, that's funny.
That's why I've got so many people work for me.
Oh, my. That is so funny. Oh, that's brilliant. What a nice piece of, what a great memory. My God, I miss Jimmy. Boy, Spanky can get Jimmy going.
Every day.
Oh, my God. There you go, Nikki. See, Nikki, you weren't on the show and we did that. Where's Nikki at? Did we lose Nikki?
She did fall asleep.
I don't know. Was it? I mean, I thought it was a good bit. Yeah, no, we lost her.
She must have got mad.
What, you think she got? You think she, what, you think you made her mad, Spank?
I don't know. Maybe I could become her agent.
Right. And you're going to negotiate for her. Well, we see how well it worked for Jim. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know what happened to her. Did we lose her? Yeah, we were talking about the girl from Brazil with the really nice ass who was playing beach volleyball. Some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I might check that out.
Yeah, if you taped it last night, you got to watch it. I mean, you know, I was rooting for the USA, but, you know. I was rooting for the USA, but, man.
Yeah, oh, I understand.
That ass is a good one to that girl, so I'll tell you that. Oh, Nikki.
Girl Brazil.
Nikki just sent me a text from her phone saying her computer. Says she had computer problems, so she's trying to get them
fixed. She got to pay the bill.
No, it's not that. It's, you know, just a problem with her. Oh, forgive me.
Does she want me to come over and look at it this afternoon?
Oh, I should ask her. Hold on, let me ask her that. I'll say Spanky wants to know. Okay. I'll say Spanky wants to know if you want him. Spanky wants to know if you need him to swing by and look at it for you. I'm sure the answer is going to be hell no. Hey, can you drive? I mean, you drive one-handed, right?
Yeah.
I guess you can still drive. It's doing everything else that would be a problem, you know.
Exactly.
Or driving two-handed. Is that impossible to drive?
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Nikki's answer is nope.
Oh, I'm on my way.
That's it. You mean you don't need... You don't need a man who knows nothing about computers.
Oh, there's no credit there. She just doesn't give me enough credit.
Yeah, people, you know what? You're right. They don't, you know, they don't think of you as highly as they should be.
Yeah, I'm a highly educated person.
Right. You got it going on. So you
if somebody's got Roseanne on, I'll come look at their computer.
So you're saying that you finally got the internet on your phone. You're very excited.
Oh, yeah. I've had it for like 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, remember, the TuneIn radio app, if you want to get that, it's with like the easiest way to listen to us. What kind of phone you got?
I don't know. Smartphone?
If you have an Android phone, you can actually download the Morning Disaster Android app, which is...
Well, that might be it. I don't know. I got a phone.
All right. But all you know is you have the internet on the phone.
I know. I got that. Right. So I can keep up on my Tony Stewart racing, you know. You know, he's getting ready to retire this year.
I heard that, yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
So.
Way to go, Spanky.
Hey, we're trying.
You join the internet age, my friend. You've joined the internet age. Oh, my God. All right, well,
I'm up in the top with the elite people.
Yeah. We got to have you on more often.
I will start trying to do that when I wake up earlier.
Yeah, wake up. Join us and make like some, you know, make some phone calls for us. You know, we'll do some Spanky prank phone calls.
Oh, we can do that.
Right, that'd be fun. I would love to do that. You know, I've got numbers we could call, and then you could prank them.
There you go.
And then Nikki and I'll try to do our best to not say anything while you're pranking the people, and then, you know, we'll end up losing. We'll end up laughing, yeah. You know.
Why don't you go ahead and text her and tell her to answer her front door? I'm pulling up now.
Good old Spanky. Well, I'm glad.
So I'm the guy out front with one hand.
I'm glad you're feeling better, although I wish both your hands were working. I think that sucks.
Yeah, they will eventually, maybe.
Well, I hope so. For, you know.
So.
For your own good, you know, I'm hoping that you, I'm hoping that it all works out, you know. Get you back to normal. Being able to masturbate with both hands, I mean.
Exactly.
But just one is crazy.
You get sick. I might even be able to pick my nose with all hands except for the finger they cut off.
I mean, how do you scratch your balls if you're laying on your other side? You know what I mean?
You just kind of give them that stab effect.
So if you got to scratch your balls, you're not afraid to use the stub.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Would you be?
No, I think even if I lost fingers, I think I could still find a way to scratch my balls properly.
Oh, yeah. It's part of the family.
Right. Yeah. I just, you know, it's like sometimes scratching them, you got to get down there and grab, you know, like you, like a, what it is it's not that they itch, it's just that they're, like sometimes they're stuck to something, you know what I mean? Like stuck to the side of the leg or whatever it is, you know. You get the bigger balls, they get a little sweaty and they start, you know, attaching themselves and you have to get on there.
Oh, yeah, I follow you.
You got to peel them off. So, you know, sometimes you need fingers for that. But I guess if not, you just kind of stub it and give it a tug. It'll help alleviate the, it'll help alleviate the itch that one feels.
Yeah. Give it kind of that bypass effect for a while.
Right, yeah. It's a good idea. So you're saying that you just stub your balls if you'll use the stub on the balls if you're laying on the other side.
Any means possible to take care of the problem.
So this means you wipe your hand with the other hand. You do everything with that other hand.
My right hand, yes.
Yeah, you can't use your left hand for anything.
Just very little.
Wow, be damned. Well, buddy, I'll be thinking of you. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's cool. I'll be in touch with you.
Good. Everyone, Spanky, Where Are They Now Wednesday? Spanky is watching Roseanne, taking pain pills, drinking a little beer, and scratching his balls with his stub with his stub fingers. But is it healing on the? I mean. There is some healing going on, right?
The one that they stubbed, it's healing.
Okay.
But the other ones that they sewed back on to try to keep are still giving me problems.
Oh, boy. So you're going to have to, you think you'll have to eventually remove those, or what's, you know?
Well, we hope not, but there could be a possibility.
Oh, my God. That sucks. How do they break that news to you?
About like I broke the news to Jim.
Right. Oh, really? They had that same
straight shooter.
Right to you. We're not gonna beat around the bush.
I told the doctor. I said, "Don't candy coat it."
I'll be damned. All right. Well, keep us up to
date. Tell it to me like it is.
Listen, call in. You're hysterical today. Call in more often. We love to do some spanky prank phone calls.
Oh, that's it. Make fun of me at my expense of being drugged up.
No, I'm just, we're going to let you talk to other people.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, I will.
I'd love that. I think it'd be great.
I will. Sorry I ran Nikki off.
Yeah, no, I don't think you ran her off. She has been, when the show started, we were having a weird, there was a weird issue with static and stuff. So I think she's,
she
I think
can
to be
get
honest,
herself all per. Pretty up for that computer call I'm going to be making.
Right. I'm sure she doesn't want you anywhere near her house.
Oh, she does, too.
But I think that, she's been having trouble all day, so I think it finally just got to the point to where we were playing the replay, so she's like, okay, this is a chance for me to, you know, silently duck out knowing Nikki.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because I didn't say anything or do anything that would make her mad, so.
Yeah.
Because usually that's when I know that people, you know, where I'll be like, oh God, you know, but she's usually not like that. But it you know, but eventually it's everybody is on this show eventually for whatever reason, you know, gets mad. I don't even know. There's so many people that are mad at me. I don't even know why anymore.
But you know, after a while, they either get over or they just go on.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I mean, you can't. You know, it is what it is.
That's right. Hey, election! Who you following in the election?
You know who I'm voting for.
I would Hawk Adventure, I guess.
Who you're DT, voting. Baby.
Yeah, I thought so. I could venture a guess that you're a big Trump follower. What do you like the most about
him? Oh, why not?
What do you like the most about your buddy Trump?
I like the most about him that he can keep everybody pissed off all the time.
So, for you, that's a good thing. Like, you like the fact.
That's a man after my heart right there. You know, if people don't like the truth, get over it.
Right. So you're saying that you like the fact that he makes everyone angry.
I like it because he tells it like it is.
I didn't realize that. Hey, I got another phone call. Let's take it. Hey, you're on the Morning Disaster. Hello.
Hey, Ray, I know.
Oh, my God, it's Dog Food Lady. Hi, Dog Food Lady.
Pretty good. How are you?
I am well. Say hi to Spanky.
Spanky?
Yeah, Spanky's
hi,
here.
Hi, Dog Food Lady.
Hi, Spanky.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I just stay home most of the time.
And
me too. Do you watch Roseanne?
Less than 2 months is my birthday, Ray.
Well, 2 months from now, you're turning what, 30?
No, 49.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I get carded all the time.
What about, are you going to say hi to Nikki? Are you going to say hi to Nikki, Dog Food Lady?
Nikki, hi, Nikki.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
That's a Sunday. I'm going to Mass, Ray.
You're going to Mass?
Yeah, Griffin High School.
Oh, you're actually going to church?
Yeah, I go to a Catholic church. I've been going to one for 6-7 years now.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a born-again Christian or nothing.
Well, no, you're Catholic. It's a different... Yeah. You're obviously Catholic if you're going to a Catholic church.
And I know what to do. I know all the prayers and the songs and all that stuff at Catholic church.
Now, you can't receive communion, can you?
No, I do those communion. Why?
You get communion?
I do.
Were you...
Not all the time. Once every couple of months, yes.
But don't you have to have been... have you gone through
Catholic?
Have you gone to catechism and stuff like that?
No, I wouldn't mind getting baptized Catholic because I believe in the Catholic religion. So and I've been believing in it most of my life.
Okay. Well, good for you. You're going to Catholic. That's wonderful you're going to the Catholic Church.
It's a night find.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Griffin High School.
I got
a pizza in the storm. I can't get a pizza myself. If I had pizza myself, I might eat. Just kidding, bad joke.
So you called in to tell us that you're going to church next week?
No, this is coming Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you're going to church Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday night, yeah, for an hour and a half.
Uh-huh. So you called in to tell us it's your birthday in 2 months.
Yeah, October, and October will be my birthday.
Right. Oh, God, it'll be my... Oh, my God, it's only 2 months away?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's my birthday in 2 months. Oh, my
God. It's your birthday.
My birthday's October 25th. I just realized that. Oh, my God.
Well, one of my best friends is October the 8th.
Oh.
And then another friend of mine that he died was October the 11th, no, October the 13th, and my grandmother's birthday was October the 14th.
I'll be darned.
I was sort of named after her. She was a full-blooded German.
The things you choose to share. Well, that's great, Dog Food Lady.
No, seriously, my grandmother was from Bonn, Germany.
Well, good.
She came over here when the Holocaust was going on.
Oh, so she wanted out of there. She didn't want to be in the Holocaust.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, she told me.
Was she German? I mean, was she Dutch? No, was she Catholic?
She was baptized Catholic, but she believed in the Pentecostal religion.
Oh. Why did she leave the Holocaust?
Huh?
Why did she leave during the Holocaust, then? It's not like they were rounding up her people.
No, they killed her neighbor. They killed her best friend, which was her neighbor. And my grandmother was 5, and her neighbor was 5. And little girl says, "I don't like what you're doing to our country." And she got shot in the head.
Oh, my
and
God.
And her family took off, went on a boat, and came over to the United States and they landed in New York.
I'll be damned.
And then when she was like, what, about 8 or 9 years old, they moved to St. Louis, Missouri.
And then that, and then eventually you, that's how you came to be.
Well, that's how my my grandparents knew each other, I think, for 11 or 14 days, and they got married.
Really?
And they were married 50 years, and my grandfather passed away from cancer.
I'll be darned.
He was a smoker.
Well, at least you quit smoking. I mean, you don't want to get, you know, you got a history of it.
I used to quit, but I started back up again.
Oh, dog food. You're not still
now,
drinking.
You go, girl. My mouth race. I gave up drinking. Why can't I? I can't give up smoking.
So you don't drink anymore. But wait, you're not still drinking Mountain Dew, are you? Because Nikki and I were very concerned with your Mountain Dew use.
I cut back a lot.
How much you drink in a day?
Now we're 2 liter more than the 4 or 5 liters.
Wait. 4 or 5 2 liters, what?
No, I would drink 1, 2, 3, 6 liters a day I would drink
every day.
I'm only down to 2 liters more than 6 liters.
So you were, all right, let me get this down. You were drinking 3 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew a day.
Yes.
Now
I was highly addicted to it.
Now you've cut down to only 1 2-liter bottle.
Yeah, because the rest of the time I am drinking cranberry juice because I got a severe urinal tract infection. Yes.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
You had it years ago. Remember when you advertised it on WQOV years ago?
Listen, I'm sure we've all had a urinary tract
infection. And I remember you used to drink Mountain Dew. I don't know if it was regular or diet, but you used to drink it too.
Nikki, what kind of soda did I drink when you were on the show? I didn't drink any soda, did I?
No.
Yes, you did. Mountain Dew.
I've never been a big Mountain Dew drinker. Spanky,
you drank a lot of water.
Yeah, water.
Okay. You couldn't get urinary tract infection drinking beer because beer kills the urinary tract infection.
Beer kills the...
It cures it. Beer would cure a urinary tract infection.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's medically accurate.
Yes. You drink 2 cans of beer and drink a lot of water after it. Every day for 4 days, you will not have a urinary tract infection.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds like...
That's what a doctor told me.
Yeah.
He says, if you like cranberry juice, drink 2 beers a day, and all day long drink a gallon of water after it, but you have to do it for 4 days, your urinary tract infection will go away.
I just want to point out that Dog Food Lady is not a medical professional. Please do not listen to her medical experience.
That's what a doctor, a physician told me. He told me about it. See, my first urinary tract infection, I was 10 years old.
Oh,
whatever, mom, get off of it. She's on my ass. Excuse me for my French.
So no, a doctor told you to drink beer.
Doctor told me this.
A doctor told you to. Yeah, let me repeat, Nikki. What's your question? Listen to Nikki's question. Go ahead, Nikki.
So a doctor told you to drink 2 beers when you were 10 years old.
Yeah, he said drink 2 beers. But when I was already drinking around 5 or 6, then it was there.
Oh my God!
I didn't drink that much. Only once, bottle and bro, I didn't like it. My first beer was Billy Beer. You remember Billy Beer?
Yeah, from Billy Carter.
My first beer was Billy Beer.
Oh, my God.
And I think I was 8 years old at the time, but I didn't like the taste of it. It was gross. Gross out.
Oh, so you went to, like, you know, Budweiser, one of the good beers, huh?
Not really. My favorite is Natural Light.
Oh, Natural Light. Okay.
Yeah, it goes down smooth.
Oh, my God. Well, we learned a lot today. So if anybody has a urinary tract infection.
Drink 2 beers and drink a gallon of water after they for 4 days. 2 beers and a gallon of water every day for 4 days and the 2 beers. First the 2 beers and then the gallon of water. You don't have to drink it the whole thing, you know.
Right.
Just drink it the whole entire day. Every day for 4 days, your urinary tract infection will go away.
So there you go. But you don't drink beer anymore, so you have to drink your cranberry juice.
No, I don't care for beer too well.
Mm. Well, there you go. I hope everyone has learned something.
I'm starting to have some reflux on everything. I can't eat my jalapenos anymore.
Oh,
if I do, I get acid reflux. Everything. Get acid reflux. I can't even drink my tequila anymore without getting acid reflux.
Oh, hey, let me
ask. That's why he had to give it up. I give the rest of it to my brother-in-law.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Dr. Lady. Have you decided who you're voting for president yet?
I'm not going to vote because they're all dang crooks.
Oh, so you're not voting. You refuse to vote.
I'm not voting.
All right. All right.
I guarantee I'm not voting. All crooks.
All right. Well, good for you, I guess.
You know what, really? They act like Hillary and Donald Trump act like two kids.
Hey.
Over a fucker in a candy store.
Well, Spanky.
They act like two kids. Fighting over a chocolate sucker in a candy store.
Spanky is a big Donald Trump supporter.
A very low-class accent.
Stop it, George. Spanky is a big...
Donald Trump, well...
He's a big Trump supporter.
Who is that, Donald?
Yeah. Donald. That was Donald. That was Donald.
Well, Donald, you're not my prerogative.
Right.
I wouldn't touch you with a 50-foot-and-a-half pole.
Oh, you're telling off Donald, huh? Way to go.
No, I wouldn't touch him with a 50-foot-and-a-half pole. Look, you know what? His wife was in that order bride anyway.
Really?
And most of them kids will be thankful for his kids. None of them is blood, man. They're all freaking adopted.
You're saying that Donald Trump's children are adopted?
Yes, they are, because he had a life vasectomy at 21 years of age.
Do that.
Plus, he had a reverse.
I'll be darned. I had no idea.
Had a vasectomy at 21.
Wow. Vasectomy at 21. And then you're saying that there's no way those are his children. Those are other people's children.
You know, she's fickle as a pickle. She won't take a lie detector test to see if she is. Who, you know what? Who would be dumb enough to post nude on a magazine in front of millions of American people?
Right.
I sure the heck won't. Just because years ago I worked at the VOO means that I'm not going to post for a stupid magazine.
We've learned so much today. This is.
I did, but I only worked there for 3 months. And I got into a fight with a girl, and I went to jail and got fired.
Wait a minute, you got fired? Why did they fire you from the VOO?
Because she stole my money.
Oh, my goodness.
And I confronted her, and she lied about it, and I know she did.
It's terrible.
And I had $75, and I wasn't even working that day. That was just for food and, you know, whatever else I needed.
So you actually...
But, you know, back then...
Did you strip at the VOO?
Little Caesars was right across the street, and they delivered right across the street to me.
Did you strip at the VOO?
I was in the fantasy booth.
Oh, you're in the fantasy booth.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. I didn't even know this. This is shocking. This is shocking.
Hey, come on, quit swearing.
Yeah.
It's a quit family, swearing.
A family show. Okay, so before I wrap up the phone call, here's what we learned from Dog Food Lady. That her grandmother came from Germany.
Yep, she did.
We learned that she is going to church on Sunday.
A Catholic.
Because she's Catholic. We learned that Donald Trump had a vasectomy, or she called it a visectomy.
When he was,
When he was 21.
At 21 years of age.
So she says his children cannot possibly be his. They're obviously adopted.
None of them don't look like him at all.
Suck it off.
But he did get a vasectomy at 21. I heard about it.
Yeah.
I heard about that years ago, Mom. She's on my buttocks.
I bet she's a big Donald Trump supporter, isn't she?
No, she ain't gonna vote. She hasn't voted in years and years. The last time she's voted is when Bill Clinton was running for president.
Oh, my goodness. Be darned. And we also learned that if you have
a... And that was the last time I voted is when Bill Clinton was running for president for the first time. That was in 1992.
That's absolutely correct. And then Dog Food Lady also told us if you have a yeast infection that a doctor told her when she was 5. That it,
Not a yeast infection.
Oh, no, sorry, urinary. I'm sorry, urinary tract infection.
I'm
sorry. I am sorry.
A urinary.
I can have yeast infection. Well, I've been sober for five damn years.
Oh, so a urinary tract infection. If you drink beer, it will cure it.
No, you end up drinking two cans of beer.
Two cans of beer.
And all that day you drink water.
And water.
You drink like 5 to 6 to 8 glasses of water. And then you do it every day, two cans of beer, and then drink 5 to 6 to 8 glasses of water. Do it for 4 days, and that cures your urinary tract infection.
And it will cure your urinary tract infection.
Yes.
Wow. This is shocking.
I guarantee it.
Well, this is, we've learned, Dr. Lady.
You know why I know I have it?
What?
Because I drink this damn Mountain Dew.
Yes.
I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, well, at least you're
I'm
cutting down.
I'm addicted to the Mountain Dew, and I've been addicted to it since 1994.
One of these days, you're going to cut down to like one can of Mountain Dew a day. You watch.
I hope so. It's making me pretty damn fat.
Right. See, you'll feel better.
And I just got weighed yesterday, and I weigh 219 pounds now.
Oh, is that good or bad? What is that?
No, my freaking doctor, what the hell is this Prozac bullcrap? My doctor put me on Prozac.
Oh, no.
And I've been on it for 4 months now, and I gained like 30-some pounds in 4 months.
I'll be darned.
I don't know why, what's it for?
Yeah, it's making you gain weight.
What's it for?
Well, it's what is Prozac for?
Yeah.
Oh, does anybody want to tell her? Nikki, feel like telling her? Nikki, Spank, you feel like telling her?
Prozac, because you're nuts.
He thinks I'm depressed,
right.
So he put me on it.
It's for people that have mental issues. You take some Prozac. It calms you down. It calms you down, you know. Makes you feel better.
But don't take it. It'll give you a yeast infection.
Yeah, you don't want it.
No. Whatever, dude. Up yours. No.
You tell
it. He gave it to me because I was suicidal for a while. That's why.
Well, that's why. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
Stop that. He says it's none of his goddamn business.
That's what. that's what it's supposed to do, DFL. It's supposed to make you feel better.
It's not helping me. It's making me fat.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, listen.
Next time, I'm going to tell him to shove in pills. I'm not taking it anymore. I haven't taken it in 3 days anyway. I don't care to take it anymore.
Tell him stick those pills up his rear end. You're not suicidal.
I'm not.
Yeah. So you don't.
Just because I was crying because my Jack Russell's going on 17 years old, and she's starting to lose her teeth. So I started crying because I would miss her. And he says, you act like you're suicidal and depressed. I'm going to prescribe you this.
Wow.
And I had my Jack Russell since 2001.
Yeah, so you were naturally sad. You were. That doesn't mean you're crazy and you need medicine for it.
No, I just couldn't miss my Jack Russell.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You know what I mean? She's sweetheart. She is.
Yeah.
She's going on 17 next year.
Yeah, you're sad about it. There's no reason for you to. Doesn't mean you're suicidal.
No, but he thinks you don't supposed to cry. He don't think you should cry over your animals.
Whoa, you think you should? Of course, if you love your animals, you're allowed to cry, absolutely.
That's right, they're my dang kids. I never had kids, and they're like my kids. Just like your wife. If one of her, with the one that cat died of hers.
Absolutely.
That would hurt her feelings.
Absolutely, yeah.
The one that she told me acts like a dog.
Absolutely.
And guess what? Now I have a cat. That acts like a dog too, and it don't eat cat food. It eats freaking dog food.
Yeah, you're allowed to love your animals. Your doctor's wrong. Wrong.
I do love my animals. I take them to the vets every time when I get sick.
Yes.
I end up giving them their shots.
Yes.
I mean everything. They're my best friends. I hardly have any friends.
Yes.
Most of them died on me of cancer or suicide.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're suicidal.
No, I'm not.
Your dogs die of cancer and suicide. So, I mean, come on.
No, my friends Oh, cancer influence on my friend.
That's terrible. That doesn't mean you're thinking the same thing. Yeah, I don't. I don't think you need. You don't sound to me like you need Prozac at all.
No, I don't. I'm not crazy. Yeah, and every time when I did get depressed, I prayed to Jesus and he made me happy.
There you go. See?
I love Jesus, man.
Yep.
Who died for all his sins?
Absolutely.
Jesus.
And we go back to the original reason for the call, which is Dog Food Lady is going to church on Sunday.
That's right. And I'm going to love Jesus until the day I die.
Well, Dog Food Lady, I'm going to pray tonight for your urinary tract infection.
Go away, I hope so.
Dear baby Jesus, please take Dog Food Lady's urinary tract infection away.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise you. Thank you, Amen. Dog Food Lady. Thank you for calling, dear.
Thank you, okay. And thank you for praying, okay?
Absolutely. I'll pray for you even more tonight. All right, DFL. There you go.
Feel better.
You know what? I'll pray for you and Nikki, okay?
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
That you'll have more and more listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you, dear. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's Dog Food Lady, everybody. You know, she's not praying for Spanky.
I guess I don't get no prayers.
She said, up yours.
She said, up yours, yes.
Up mine. Oh, what did I do?
God. Oh, my God. Listeners love what they do. They love when she's on. I mean, the questions I was getting.
Oh, she's the best.
Please ask Dog Food Lady if any of her ancestors fought with or know General Washington. Here's another one. A drugged up guy with one hand who supports Trump. What a shock. That's for P-Double talking about Spanky.
Wow.
Let's see. Here's another one. I like this one. Let's see. Is this the Hillbilly Joe show? We got a drunk guy on the air. He wasn't drunk. He was on. He had just taken a paid pill.
I'm medicated.
Yeah. It says... Ray, let me get this right. Dog Food Lady worked at Deja Vu. She must have been hired to keep up that status quo. They need to have that one ugly one. That's a horrible thing to say. It's always a good show when Dog Food Lady's on. Another person says, Dog Food Lady's radio gold. Then I have Dog Food Lady on the show with Spanky is like watching a train wreck. Oh, my God.
That's pretty interesting.
Oh, my God. A personal Facebook. How does Nikki keep from laughing when this is going on?
I have my mic on mute.
Oh, my God.
I don't interrupt the interview.
That's what I do. I turn the mic down because I can't help but laugh when she... I mean, she... At no point did I ever ask her if you had a urinary tract infection.
Right.
She just decided to share that on her own.
I have to mute my mic so that my noises don't interrupt or distract from the interview.
Oh, my God. She's so, just so funny. Oh, I can't. I mean,
was that her mom in the background?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And her, yeah. Spanky, a couple, when did we have mom? Like a month ago when the mother was yelling? When she got really mad at us, Nikki. When was that?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was like a month ago. The mom got really angry and was fighting with her, and she was threatening to shoot the mom. And oh, my God. It's when she calls, it's a miracle.
You know what we need to do?
What?
I need to go over and do a live remote for that.
Oh, my God, I would love that.
And watch Roseanne with him.
Hey, Nikki, I was asking Spanky when you were trying to get your computer fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I was asking Spanky if he would consider doing some prank calls. Like, I get some phone numbers, and then you and I give a scenario, and then we call a number and he pranks him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd do it.
Awesome.
We were going to try this with Marvin, but, you know, that ended before we had a chance to really get to do these calls. So, Spanky, if you feel like doing them.
Yeah, we'll work on that. I'll get with you.
It'd be awesome. I'll just dial up the number and you do it there. We'll see.
Tell Nikki needs to still open her door. I'm still sitting on her porch.
Funny, because I'm not at my house.
Oh.
And I don't
I want to work on your computer.
Yeah. To get there to work at.
Damn the luck.
You're at the wrong place.
She's at the remote studio. That's what I'm going to call it. That's what I'm going to call
the remote studio.
Yeah, I'm going to call Chris's place the remote studio.
Right.
I guess I should wrap it up, you guys. It's 10:18.
Yeah.
We had to go late. I mean, how do you not? Yeah, I mean, you get Dog Food Lady, Spanky, Nikki, Ray at the same time. That's a listen, I could take that show on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry there were people that were trying to call in, but I could not. I mean, you know, this is too much craziness going on. I couldn't answer during the Dog Food Lady segment.
Well, if it was people trying to call in and wanted to talk to me, tell them to call me on my private line.
Yeah. And he'll pick it up with his right hand. So, people, listen, if you have a urinary tract infection, then make sure to drink beer. That's why Spanky never gets urinary tract infection.
Drink beer.
I don't.
And what else? We learned other things from her, but that's all. That's what I remember the most. Oh, she was on Prozac.
Yeah.
Who shares that, by the way?
And Deja Vu.
Yeah, she worked at Deja Vu. Oh, my God. I swear to God, she never has a call where we don't find out, you know, so much. It's amazing how much we find out. Oh, I just love it. All right. Well, we should wrap up the show, you guys. This is a good one.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. I just love it so much. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Well, Nikki and I will be back tomorrow. Who knows? Spanky, Spanky, you are invited.
Yep.
I might be there if I get my pills in me early enough. Or late enough.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Oh, my God. This was a fun one. That wraps up today's edition of The Morning Disaster. So long.
Goodbye.